My name is Emery Ziverink. I'm 16 years old. Today is November 25th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Tracy Ziverink, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Birmingham, Alabama. Tell me a favorite memory of me.
My favorite memory of you is when you were a little girl. And you used to always need to be beside me. I called you my Polly Pocket because you were always in my pocket. It seemed like you had to sit by me, lay by me, walk with me, go everywhere with me. And you just loved being with me, and I loved holding you all the time. And it was to a point to where you wouldn't let anybody else be with me. If Sloan sat by me, you would come sit in between us. If Daddy tried to hold my hand, you would take my hand out of his and hold it. You were very much Mama's girl.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped you to who you are today?
Well, I was raised by parents who had good morals and standards, and I think that is the basis of who I am and who I try to be and aspire to be, is someone with good morals and standards and someone who tries to be their best and do their best.
Are there any negative events that you think shaped you to who you are?
Oh, so many. I mean, positive things are great, but it's the negative things that shape you into who you are. It's how you react to things and how you fix things, and that's what makes you who you are. I have so many positive things, but so many negative things that all shape me into who I am today.
Out of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most, and what do you miss about them?
I miss my sweet grandmother on my mother's side, Lois Moore Tuck. I called her Nanny Pooh, and she called me Tracy Pooh, and we just had this really sweet relationship. She took care of us when we were with her and tended to us. And she was a good disciplinary too, though. You didn't cross her, but you respected her. She just was angelic. She was the most sweet, precious woman I've ever known in my entire life.
Can you tell me the most important lesson you've learned in life?
The most important lesson I've learned in life?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've learned so many. Oh my goodness. The most important lesson, I guess, is to love often and love deeply and not be afraid to show it. I've had a girlfriend who, when she was first married, very young, she married right out of high school, she got mad at her husband one morning and sent him off to work without a hug or a love you or have a good day, and he never came home. He got into a car accident, and so very early on, I realized that days aren't promised, so you have to tell people you love them when you do, and you have to make each day count.
What was I like as a child, besides the clinginess?
Clinginess? You weren't clingy. You were alive. You just wanted to be loved all the time. You were a very pleasant child. You loved deeply and very artsy. You loved to draw and you loved crafts. When we would do crafts, that was your favorite thing. And you kind of enjoyed following in your sister's footsteps, but yet you always had to be your own person too. I mean, if she said she was for Auburn, you were for Alabama, you were for Auburn, and mm-hmm. So you always found your identity outside of your big sister, but you were a precious kid.
Was I like stubborn at all?
And you're more stubborn today than you were back then. But yeah, you were a little stubborn.
Where were you when 9/11 occurred, and how did you feel about the situation?
I was home, and I was sitting over on the black sofa, and I got a phone call from your Aunt Tina, and she said, "Are you watching this?" And I said, "What?" She said, "Oh my goodness, turn your TV on." I turned the TV on, and I watched what was going on, and it just... it frightened me so. It scared me. I had a baby, a one-year-old child, and I was like, what have I brought? What kind of world have I brought this child into? It was just very scary.
Can you tell me about one of your least happy memories about me?
One of my least happy memories about you. Would have to be when you were sick. Anytime you've ever been sick, you're just pitiful. And it just breaks my heart. Mm-hmm. And when you get sick, you get good and sick. So I think it's just the times you've been down, because you're always such a up and happy person. But when you get sick, it's really sad.
How has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were young?
My life is different in the fact that I'm married later in life. I always thought I would get married and have babies and be a young mother, but I lived out my 20s and didn't get married till I was 32, first child at 35, second child at 38, almost 40, and so I had a late start in life with my family, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's been perfect.
How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as a good mom. When my children think of me, I want them to smile. A good wife, a good sister, daughter, all of the roles that I have in life, I want to be remembered that I was good at it, that I made an effort, and I want to be remembered fondly, of course.
Can you tell me a story about the first time you were really aware and into politics?
I really wasn't into politics until later in life, when I, you know, got married, had a family, and actually realized how much it affected day-to-day life. You know, things change according to who's in office. So I would say it was in adulthood when I realized that politics mattered.
Are there any classic family jokes, stories, or songs from your side of the family that you can share?
Jokes, stories, or songs?
Just like passed down through.
Wow. Yeah, there's so many. I wouldn't know which one to talk about.
Pick the silliest one.
Songs, I would have to go with songs, because when I was growing up, we would take camping trips, and when my brother played the guitar, and when we would play out by the campfire at night, we had the weirdest songs that we would sing that was like from my parents' childhood, and the old-timey songs that they came up with just absolutely made no sense to me, but we'd sit out there and just sing them just as loud and proud as we could.
Do you remember any of them?
One is like Jambalaya Crawfish Pie Philly Gumbo.
What?
Because tonight I'm going to see Mama Jasmine. I can't even tell you all the words, but boy, we just sang it out. And I had no idea what I was singing.
Oh, good. Did you have a nickname, and how did you get it?
I had kids on the school bus who would make fun of me and say, Dick Tracy on the run. You better watch out. She's got a gun, because my name's Tracy Gunn. And it did not make me happy, but I was called Dick Tracy.
What was my nickname as a kid?
Stinker. Because this is exactly what you are. Now, Pat calls you Shug and Sugar. But we all called you Little Stinker.
What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
I've done a lot. I really have. Like I said, I lived my 20s, and I grew up on the beach, so you can imagine what kind of fun I had as a teen and young adult. And but my greatest accomplishment is my two daughters.
Yeah. Tell me about the day I was born. How did you feel the first time you saw me and held me, and when did you realize I was your favorite child?
Favorite child, oh my goodness. Well, the day you were born, it was very scheduled because I'd already had a C-section with Sloan. So, basically the doctor said, we just get the can opener out and get Emory out. I knew you were going to be Emory. I had already named you. So it was an easy day. We were joking and playing around and having fun, and the nurses were making fun of me because I didn't have any stretch marks. And it was just really lighthearted. And when you came, it was easier because it was all so planned. So I got to focus on you a lot more than focus on myself. Like after Sloan, 21 hours of labor and an emergency C-section, I didn't really focus on her much because I was hurting so bad. But with you, I got to really soak you in. So it was a lot easier and a lot better birth.
What is your best advice for raising children?
My best advice. Ooh, Lord. To be present. To go to school, to be class mom, to know your children's friends, to be someone that they can talk to just be present and be available.
What branch of the military was Pat in, and why did he choose that branch?
Your granddaddy was in the Marines, and he went off to Paris Island, and I've got pictures of him and my mom together because they were dating back then. And he chose the military service because he wanted a good start in life, and back then that was a good start for young men. So that's why he did it.
Are there any stories that Pat told you from being in the military?
I didn't hear a lot of stories. My dad was an extremely tough dude. I mean, if you want to think, you know, strong and determined, and so the military was a good choice for him as a young kid. He enjoyed all the vigorous things that they had to do in boot camp and the working out and all of that, that he thrived on that. He enjoyed it. So, but most of the stories I heard was about him and my mom dating back then.
What war or battle do you think best shaped our country?
What war or battle? Oh my goodness, I don't like any war or any battle, but...
Which one had the best, like, outcomes?
Sometimes they're necessary, and I don't know if war ever has a good outcome. Truthfully, I guess the Civil War, it was necessary, it had to happen, and our nation is shaped differently because of it.
If you could be alive in any earlier time period, what time period would you choose and why?
Oh, I would definitely choose like the 50s. I want to wear the bobby socks and the poodle skirts and the little scarves around your neck and the ponytail. And I love the guys. They were all so tough and they're like rolled up jeans and leather jackets and the little diners that they had back then and simplicity of life. Morals and standards, and people cared, and neighbors knew each other, and it's just so different back then. I think I would have enjoyed that era.
Thank you for participating in this interview.
Thank you.